It is important to us here at Daleville Christian Church that you not only hear the Word of God, but hear what it is we claim to believe, what we believe here at Daleville Christian Church. And we utilize Scripture for those statements of our faith. This one today from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 24 and 25. Christ bore our sins in His body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By His wounds we have been healed, for we were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the Shepherd and Guardian of our souls. This is a statement of our belief here at Daleville Christian Church. Today's scripture reading for the Word of God is from Luke's Gospel, the 10th chapter, verses 38 through 42. The little title for this section of the scripture is At the Home of Martha and Mary. As Jesus and His disciples were on their way, He came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to Him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what He said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to Him and asked, "Lord, don't You care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." May the Lord add His blessing to this reading of His holy word. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will help you. I believe that Jesus will help you today if you ask Him to. And Jesus will help you today. I didn't say Jesus would solve all your problems today, but I did say that Jesus will help you today. I have a book on my shelf entitled Prayers Jesus Always Answers. One of those prayers is simply, "Jesus, help me." And there's a reason that Jesus will help you today. The Lord loves you. The Lord loves you even more than you love yourself. The Lord loves you deeper and stronger. The Lord's love keeps on going. It's always available. And if you think you know that the Lord loves you, you're probably just getting a portion of how deeply the Lord loves you. The apostle says we can't ever really know the depth of God's love. And I've continued to refer back to that passage from Ephesians chapter 3. And yet the apostle says, "I pray that you will have the power to understand the greatness of Christ's love, how wide and how long and how high and how deep that love is. I pray that you will be able to know that love." And then he immediately says, "to know this love that surpasses knowledge." Know the love that surpasses knowledge. That is our task again today in God's Word. Just remind you concerning last week's message, Jesus told the rich man, "You lack one thing." One thing the rich man lacked with regard to his question about eternal life. And I said that the rich man lacked love. The love which Jesus was standing there giving to the rich man. The greatest commandments which the man claimed to be practicing have to do with love. But the rich man failed to mention those love commandments in his list of practiced obedience. So today's report is about Martha and Mary, or as one commentator points out, this is really about Martha. Sisters, who according to John's book at one time lived near Jerusalem in the village of Bethany. Another commentator says that few stories in the Bible have been as mishandled as this one. Few stories in the Bible have been as mishandled as this report on Martha and Mary. I don't want to mishandle this one. So let's look. But you know what happened. You know this report. You know what happened back then with Martha and Mary. You can probably tell me. I don't have to tell you. Martha's in the kitchen. Mary is not. Martha asked Jesus to intervene. Jesus refuses. Our Lord Jesus said, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed." What is Jesus talking about? But let's remember what's happening, and let us remember the words of our Lord Jesus. And not just here, but all of our Lord's words. So Martha desires to be a good host, and Martha desires to serve Jesus. So she's preparing a meal. We probably don't think much about this detail, but it's one of the most important details. Let me ask the men here. How many of you have ever worried about meal preparation? Let's see your hands. How many men here have ever worried about meal preparation? That's what I thought. Almost none of you. Most guys I know have not worried about meal preparation. My father could do a lot of things, but meal preparation was not one of them. I never, ever saw my father help in the kitchen. I only mention it because the kitchen and the meal and the preparation are all Martha can think about. So guys especially, we must take seriously that Martha is stressed out about the meal. Now here's one way to understand what Jesus is saying. Martha may well be preparing a big dinner. Martha's probably not just whipping together some bread and cheese. No, Jesus is a beloved friend. Jesus is a man of God. Jesus is the Messiah. Martha wants to put together a meal for a Messiah. I mean, come on, wouldn't you? Honestly, if Jesus drops by your house, are you offering to take him to McDonald's? I don't think so. Oh, I get it. You're going to Pizza King, is that right? Because they don't have them over there, so Jesus needs to get some Pizza King. Or is it a special meal, so you're going to White Castle? I see where you're all going with this. So Martha is probably putting together several courses or several dishes for this meal with Jesus. And Jesus says only one is necessary. Not many dishes, one dish. Do you remember which dish it might be? I would accept two answers on this. Which dish is the one dish that's necessary? Bread of heaven. Bread of heaven is an acceptable answer. Jesus said or would say, I am the bread of life. This is the bread that has come down from heaven. So bread of life or bread of heaven are acceptable answers. The only dish today, Jesus is saying, the only dish today, Martha, that is necessary is the bread of heaven, and Mary chose that dish. You may recall Jesus' other words when Jesus spoke to Satan, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Jesus is saying, Martha, today, what we all really need to chew on is my word. Only one dish is necessary, Martha, my word. Now, some people get on their high horse in this report, decide to reprimand Martha. You know, Martha, you're too worldly. Martha, you're too caught up in the day-to-day things. You need to think of the things of heaven. Well, I just point out, you look at that report on Martha and Mary. Jesus doesn't say that. Jesus only notices that Martha has a lot on her plate, and Jesus says you only need one thing on your plate. But Jesus does not reprimand Martha. She's not doing anything wrong. Jesus only commends Mary. Mary chose the bread of heaven. Now remember that, because I'm going to come back to it. But let's grant that Martha's heart seems to be in the right place. Martha is sincere. But Jesus says that Martha is sincerely missing the point. Well, what we see Mary do before she attempts to do anything else is devote her whole attention to Jesus. This relationship to Jesus must be the one thing. Mary chose relationship with Jesus first. Mary seems to have chosen the love first. To spend time with Jesus, to hear him, to speak with him. That's what we see Mary doing, and Jesus says, Mary's chosen what is better. I think some translations say Mary's chosen what is best. Hear again what I just said. Mary seems to have chosen love first, seen in spending time with Jesus, hearing Jesus, speaking with Jesus. You and I can do that now, today, where we are. Spend time with Jesus, hear Jesus, and speak with Jesus. That is what we see Mary doing, and Jesus says, Mary has chosen what is better. Mary has chosen what is best. The Lord has created every one of us for this relationship with Him. And without that relationship, nothing else matters. The Lord has created every one of us for this relationship with Him, and without that relationship, nothing else matters. Last week, didn't we see Jesus tell the rich man, drop your relationship with your stuff and have a relationship with me. Follow me. The same invitation Jesus has issued over and over again and still issues today. Follow me. Jesus said, God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. The love of God is coming to you and me in Jesus. The love of the Heavenly Father is alive and demonstrated in Jesus. I've mentioned many times that in one of my favorite films, Evan Almighty, the Lord appears to Evan, and Evan asks the Lord, do I know you? And the Lord says, not as well as I would like. Do you know the Lord as well as the Lord would like? Do you know the Lord as well as the Lord would like? Do you know the love of God as well as God would like you to know it? Have you chosen what is best? Because Jesus has chosen you. Mary realized that the love of her life had just walked in the door when Jesus entered. She drops everything to be in His presence. Martha, instead of dropping everything to be with Jesus, starts picking things up to make dinner. Friends, I can't be sure how you experience love, but Mary had that experience where you drop everything to be with the one that loves you. You know, friends, that as a pastor, I've conducted quite a few weddings. We almost always have a rehearsal for the wedding. That's important so everyone will know what they're supposed to do, what they're supposed to say, and how it all goes. I've heard a lot of I do's over the years. There are folks who want to do it right and clearly state, I do. And there are folks who are kind of preoccupied and they're overcome by the ceremony or the duties of the day. It almost sounds like a question. I do? And then there are those who are caught up in the moment, the joining of their lives. And sometimes a bride or groom will say, oh yes, oh yes. Mary was having an oh yes moment with the love of God in Jesus Christ. Nothing was going to keep her from the time that she would have with her Lord. I want to restate clearly that Martha hasn't done anything wrong. Martha hasn't sinned. There is no indication that Martha has acted improperly, that Martha acknowledges Jesus as a guest in her house, that Martha desires to serve Jesus. Martha wants to observe protocol and social expectations as a hostess. These are all good endeavors. They are worthy, even noble. And that's what I want us to notice. Martha wants to serve Jesus. One commentator said there's a time to sit and listen and there's a time to serve. And I would take it one step further than that. Here is a coin. Here's some money. Happens to be a quarter. Any coin will do. Has two sides. Both sides can be recognized as a quarter, 25 cents. Both sides are money. Doesn't matter which way you hand it in or put it in. It's recognized as a quarter. our feeding on the word of the Lord. Mary's choice, that's one side of the coin. And Martha's service to the Lord is the other side of the coin. Those two things are the very same coin. Two sides of the same coin. They're both a coin of relationship to our Lord Jesus. We must be feeding on His word and we must serve Him. Same coin. Same value. That's why Martha has done nothing wrong. Now, some might say there's an A side to the coin, the one with the face on it, and the B side of the coin with the other images. Okay. Feeding on the word of the Lord is the A side of the coin. The B side, the service to the Lord, is right there on the other side. And when you turn the coin around, same coin, same relationship. Both are valuable, and you can't really have one without the other. Same coin, Martha and Mary. Attending to the relationship with Jesus first and foremost is the one thing. That's the A side of the coin. Mary has chosen well. And Jesus said, it will not be taken from her. Amen.